Let me quickly get your thoughts on Libya and the decision by the U.S. to leave the U.S. embassy, evacuate U.S. diplomatic and military personnel from Libya. This has turned out what's going on in Libya the last couple of years or so since the overthrow of Gaddafi is a real disaster, hasn't it?
Well, look, Wolf, we know that these kind of large transitions from decades and decades of dictatorship trying to move towards democracy, we know those transitions take a long time in many cases. They're often quite difficult. They certainly don't happen overnight. And they really are generational challenges that we need to work on. It's only been 3 years since the Libyans rose up and tried to pick a better future. And we know there will be challenges along the way. The reason we have temporarily suspended operations at our embassy is because there was just so much severe fighting literally in the vicinity of the embassy that we believed we needed to pull our folks out for now. But I want to be clear, Ambassador Jones and our team will be heavily engaged in the meantime, but will also get back on the ground as soon as they possibly can. It is critical that we remain engaged here.
Was there a credible and specific threat to U.S. diplomats working in Tripoli?
No, Wolf, that's not why we took this step, and I want to be clear about that. Obviously, we know it's a difficult operating environment, but we really did this because the embassy itself is physically located pretty much in the middle of where so much of this very heavy militia fighting has been taking place. So we're just in the middle of a very tough security situation. As you showed earlier, the airport in Tripoli also has come under intense fighting. So we believe that this made sense timing-wise to do this. But look, we operate in many dangerous places around the world because we believe that there's a role for American leadership to play there. We certainly believe that's the case in Libya. We will continue working with them, and we'll get our folks back in there as soon as we possibly can.
One final question, Marie, before I let you go. I did some checking before the show. The U.S. government spent, U.S. taxpayers, $1.65 billion, with a B, $1.65 billion, those Tomahawk cruise missiles, the other military expenditures, the humanitarian aid, the economic aid to Libya, to get rid of Gaddafi, in effect. Was that money well spent?
Well, look, Wolf, we are helping a country come out of a brutal dictatorship. We are helping the people of Libya get a better future. We believe this is incredibly important to do, even despite the amount of money that you mentioned, because we believe this is not just a security issue, but also an issue of American leadership and helping democracies flourish if they can in places where they hadn't before. So look, this is a tough challenge, and people who expect democracy to just spring up from dictatorship overnight, I just think probably aren't familiar with the history or how difficult it is, because we believe it's a long-term priority, it's a long-term challenge, and we will keep working with the Libyans because, again, we really do believe that it's critical to help give them a chance at a better future. That's why so many Libyans rose up and indeed gave their lives for it.